This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I got to tell you, springtime around Campos Marina, it's hard to keep up with Robbie Campo. Listen to this lineup. He started off early in the season. He went to Florida. He got an Osceola turkey. This past Tuesday, he was in Mississippi. He bagged a nice adult gobbler. Then he went to Kentucky on Thursday. He got another one there. He's headed, he's in the Midwest this morning hunting turkeys out there. He didn't give me which state. And then he's going to take off from there and be in Missouri tomorrow for a Monday opening day there. Boy, you talk about traveling the country, doing the crusade for the turkeys. Well, I'm going to be doing a little traveling myself. Next week I'll be leaving for Tennessee. And then in May I'll be making a trip up to Kansas trying to get some of those beady-eyed birds up there. Well, we keep you advised of the roadways, the waterways, the bait situation, and weather conditions, and anything else you need to know about if you're going fishing down in the St. Bernard Parish area. And Glenn Sanchez, a field reporter with us for many, many years at the Breton Sound Marina, joins us now. And, Glenn, how was the Good Friday fishing yesterday? It looked like it was a little breezy out there.
Yeah, it's been a little breezy, but, I mean, they're still catching fish. That's, you know, I mean, it's amazing how once they have bait, the fishing picks up so much better than when they're fishing with lures. I don't care what they say. You can fish with lures, you can catch fish, but when you fish with bait, you can catch plenty more.
No doubt about it. That's what the fish eat. That's what they live on. And it looks like there's been kind of some good mixed catches. There's some real nice, respectable-sized trout, but there's a lot of sheep's head mixed in and redfish and some drum, and I even saw a few flounders this week.
Yep. They're catching a little bit of everything, and it's just starting to where it looks like it's going to be a great year.
Yes, indeed. What would you suggest if Glenn Sanchez was going out fishing this morning? Where would you head, and what would you bring with you?
Well, definitely bring me some live shrimp. It's a little windy right now, and it's supposed to be a little windy. I think it's blowing out the southeast. You know, I mean, I just try and find some cover, fish along the shoreline of the lake, and that give you cover, fish inside the marsh, fish down by the rocks, but try and get inside like Lake Anastasia and stuff like that, and just get behind some islands and just try and, you know, throw that bait out there and watch that caulk go under.
You know, Glenn, if I remember correctly, I believe it was this time of the year, maybe a little bit later when you and I and Jonathan used to fish on the Fish and Game reports on TV, we did the Lalute Drift. And is that something that's going to be probably going to happen pretty soon, if not now?
That's normally more in the wintertime when the water gets real low. I find anyway that when the water gets real low, they come out the marsh and they end up in Lucha. I don't know if the Lucha Drift would work right now, because I don't fish that way this time of year. I'm heading like to the outside, and when I say the outside, toward the rocks along the coast, you know, I'm heading that way most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, well, so I don't really fish by a Lucha this time of year.
Yeah, speaking of water, man, I heard they had some pretty low tides when we got that little bit of north wind, that little blast of cold weather we had last week.
Last week it was unbelievable. I came out of my house and I looked across the canal and I said, look at the bank that's showing. And it's like,
yeah.
I got a crab trap that I normally look at all the time that sticks out of the water. When the water starts to get low, it starts to appear out of the water. Well, the water wasn't even close to the crab trap last week. It was like a wintertime tide.
Yep. Glenn, they had a cleanup, bayou cleanup plan down there that got postponed. Did you get any information on the reschedule of that?
I really don't know anything about that, Don. I don't know if they rescheduled it or not. I never even talked to anybody about that, so I really couldn't give you any information on that.
Well, you've been talking a lot about live shrimp and how important it is, and that's what the fish want. How are they looking? Are they big size for this time of year? And what's
yes, they are, because they white shrimp that were left over from the winter that grew up. So the brownies are probably just showing up right now, and they're going to be small. It's not going to take them long to grow, but the shrimp they have right now are really they nice. If you don't catch any fish on them, you can go home and eat them.
Absolutely. Glenn, hook and shrimp, couple ways to do it. What do you prefer?
Well, I normally hook them through the right above that black spot on the head, and I use a real small hook. And when I say a small hook, I use a number one kale. So I don't put as big a hold in them as a big hook with a big barb. Or there's times that I'll hook them in the tail. Sometimes they want them different. It's crazy. But if you hook them in the tail, they will definitely live longer and swim more.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, you know.
Yeah, it gives
and,
you.
Go ahead.
I was going to say it gives them a lot more motion if you hook them in the tail. And usually what I do, I'll change over. If I start getting a bunch of heads back with the hook in it, then it's time to go
right
to the tail.
That's exactly right. You know, people don't realize, you know, when a fish hits a shrimp, he's got to hit the shrimp from the back. He can't hit him head on. He's got to fold him up and suck him down. He can't take him head on. He's got those horns, you know. So if you hook him in the head or the tail, you got a shot either way, the top of the mouth or the bottom of the mouth.
There you go. Glenn, what you having for Easter? What's on your Easter menu? You're quite the backyard gourmet. What are you doing? Anything special?
We doing crawfish and crabs, and I don't know if they got a barbecue, but I'm going by Karen's son's house, and the family's going to be there, and we should have a good time. And hopefully the weather's going to be beautiful, and everybody's have a good time.
Yep, I'll be on the crawfish team, too. Glenn, thanks for filling in for Robbie, as always. We really appreciate it, my friend. Hope he gets a turkey, another one, man. He's on a roll, isn't he?
Yes, he is. I told Mike, I asked Mike this morning, I said, do you hunt? He said, no. I said, maybe he might want to start.
Yes, indeed. All right, Glenn, have a good weekend, my friend. Thank you for the report. We appreciate it.
Happy Easter, everybody, and everybody stay safe. Thank
yes,
you, Don.
Indeed. All right. Love Glenn. He always ends his reports with everybody stay safe.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.